Next Monday, the Seattle City Council is expected to vote on a bill to allow collective bargaining by all the city's for-hire drivers. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Seattle is the first city to propose unions for workers in the gig-based economy, specifically drivers for ride-hailing apps like Uber and Lyft. Taxi and for-hire drivers would also be included. As the vote gets closer, the campaign has intensified. Uber is currently underwriting on KUOW. At City Hall, Teamsters representative Don Gearhart says industry players are running into each other everywhere.
The lobbyist for the flat rate for hire owners just arrived here at City Hall. He just got on the elevator.
Gearhart had just met with Mayor Ed Murray, who she says appears supportive of the bill. She was joined by driver Don Creary. He says back in 2013, he was glad to give up rigid 12-hour shifts as a taxi driver to work for Lyft and Uber. Drivers raved that the new work was flexible and well-paid.
A lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement, a lot of support. I mean, people really enjoyed these jobs.
But last year, Creary says Uber cut its rates by $1 per mile, so drivers lost income. And he says the company offers little help dealing with low customer ratings, which can get drivers deactivated. Now Creary's making less money, working longer shifts, and he's supporting the Teamsters' push for unions.
I did this job at a time when it was a much better job. And the reason I'm here, the reason I met up with these guys a year ago is because I, instead of going and finding another job, I would like to make this one, once again, the good one that it was.
Uber's chief advisor, David Plouf, the former campaign manager for President Obama, has been touring the country to tout the benefits of flexible work and fewer cars on the road. Plouf says Uber's 10,000 drivers in Seattle aren't clamoring for unions, and the effort won't hold up in court.
And I'm a little puzzled by it because obviously the city's already had to spend a lot of money on this and presumably might have to spend a lot more to defend what is almost assuredly something that's going to be ruled to be illegal.
He says Uber's rate cuts are intended to bring in more users and keep drivers from ever having empty cars.
So that's the goal here, is to, on the rider side, bring the price down low enough so that as many people, including lower income people, can benefit from the service, but that the drivers are making more money because they're doing more trips.
Uber's drivers are considered independent contractors, although some have filed class action lawsuits seeking employee status. Union officials say they've been successful in organizing home care workers and farm workers who are also not traditional employees covered by federal law. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.